That's right, ladies and gentlemen, top 25 at 5. We're counting down to fall camp. We're not too far away, 25 shows away until we start fall camp, and we are featuring the top 25 of our panel of experts here at ESPN 960. That includes media members, former players, and other recruiting experts have broken it all down for you. And our number 25 spot goes to Micah Simon. Micah Simon, wide receiver out of Texas, finally gets his opportunity to play some football. 6'1", 195, sophomore, played, I believe, well, he played his freshman year, but didn't really see significant time as a defensive back. He played actually in two games. Converts back to wide receiver. Kalani Sitake at BYU Media Day mentioned about four different players that benefited greatly from a redshirt season, just not because they weren't great athletes, not because they couldn't necessarily add some value to this last year's team, but that just because they needed to develop physically, they redshirted them. Micah Simon was one of those individuals. And Reno Mahe sat down with us at BYU Media Day, and I asked him, I posed the question, who is a dark horse? Who is an individual that we should know about that maybe didn't play next year that will have a breakout season? And he mulled it over and then responded by saying, Micah Simon. Micah Simon is a guy that you should look out for, the 6'1" wide receiver who played quarterback at Bishop Dunn Catholic High School in Texas. It's first Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools Division I State Championship in 24 years with 195 passing yards and three touchdowns, as well as a game-breaking 99-yard touchdown run for the Falcons, who finished the season 12-1. That's what he did back in the day. Now you're going to see what this low 4'4", 6'1", 195-pound wide receiver can do against top-tiered opponents. Micah Simon getting love from the coaching staff, his players, his teammates, and also from ESPN 960. He's your 25th best player, according to our ESPN 960 panelists.
I don't know a ton about Micah Simon. One thing that stands out to me, just based on looking at the paper, is so 4'4 is impressive, but a lot of times you see 4'4 and you see 5'9", 170, right? You see, and so you think, well, of course he's fast, he's tiny. 205. 4'4", 205 is a different ball game than 4'4". 170, 180. And so combination of size and speed is usually a killer. And me being a guy that was the beneficiary of a redshirt year and then just really understanding the difference in playing the position rather than just being the right-sized athlete on the field, I wouldn't be shocked if he has a breakout year.
How did your body change from that redshirt year, your redshirt freshman year to freshman year?
For me, it wasn't much about the body. I was body type. I was pretty developed even, you know, sophomore, junior year in high school. I had a body that would hold up in the college game where I realized that not many kids do. For me, it was the mental part. Offensive line is really challenging mentally. And to understand the ins and outs of the positions and understand, you know, combination blocks and calls and protections and defensive fronts and potential blitzers and those kind of things, it gets very, very complicated. And so you can't really just put a body out there or else it becomes a big liability. People have to have an understanding of the game. So I really learned the game and learned that position. Like we had talked about with a Francis Bernard, with a Harvey Longy, with, you know, we talked about Scott Young a few weeks ago. Changing positions right away is difficult. Understanding a position takes some time, and that's where you can get maximum production.